With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In Iran, Supreme Council delegates were voting on a successor to the Ayatollah when an Israeli rocket slammed into their meeting place. Up went a huge plume of billowing black smoke. Not much left of the building, no word on the fate of the dozens of delegates who had gathered there. President Trump says it's clear the U.S. military has the upper hand in the showdown with Iran.
The president said the ongoing combat operations have been very successful in eliminating Iran's forces and systems.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. That's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out.
He also disputed claims that Israel forced the U.S. to take action. The president said, if anything, he might have forced Israel's hand because he believed Iran was going to attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The conflict is sending oil prices higher, and that's already being felt at the gas pump. Andulski filling up in Jackson, Mississippi.
I think a lot of times people can think, oh, it's not going to affect me. It's halfway, it's all the way around the world. But, I mean, there's a definite trickle-down effect, a domino effect. It's going to affect everything in our lives for, we don't know how long.
AAA's national average for regular, $3.20 a gallon. That's up 9 cents from yesterday. Primary voters have spoken, the AP declaring James Tallarico winner of the closely watched Democratic Senate primary in Texas, defeating Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. For the Republicans, it will be a May runoff between incumbent Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Texas, along with North Carolina and Arkansas, kicked off midterm election season with control of Congress at stake. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 126 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 118. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what's most important for a good life. The number one requirement for most people, adequate shelter. Poll finds 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. Just 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important for a good life. SRN News. If you enjoy live concerts, you know just how pricey those tickets can be.
A Justice Department lawyer has told a New York jury at the start of an antitrust trial that the concert ticket industry is broken because Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, have monopolized the market, driving up prices for consumers. Attorney David Dahlquist said in his opening statement Tuesday that the U.S. government and 39 states are counting on the federal jury in Manhattan to correct a wrong that would reward artists and consumers with money lost to the lack of competition. Attorney David Marriott argued on behalf of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. He said the government's wrong and the ticket industry is more competitive than ever. Keith Peters, Washington.
New Mexico prosecutors are presenting never-before-seen video depositions of Meta executives. This at a trial that focuses on the impact of the conglomerate's platforms on children. More details at SRNNews.com.